Thank you, everybody, for attending. And this is the first meeting of this cycle of the KPFT Governance Committee. I did send out some information. I hope everyone received some of our, well, first of all, I hope everyone has the agenda. And because we're going to be using that as we go down on things that we need to get done tonight. Now, before we start, I'm the convener, we are, well, okay. So we call the meeting to order at, I write it down here, 7:13. Let's say 7:13. So the people that are present right now are the people who will be members of this committee. And the people that I see on my screen are Susan Young, myself, Rob Lee, Debbie, and I'm sorry, Debbie, I forgot your last
Smith.
Name.
Smith.
Smith, okay.
Smith,
and
yeah.
And then Tori Mercer, Adriana Casanave, Sean McPherson, and looks like, is that V Patel? I see V, but I don't see a last name, so I'm thinking that's V Patel. And right now, we're taking roll so we can establish who the members are of this committee. Now, I see a call-in user, and I believe that was someone from another station. And then I do see a phone number here, 832-689-5442. Would you like to identify yourself so that you can be I'm sorry?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, this is Matthew Jenkins. For some reason, I didn't get an agenda. When was that sent? And I was unable to get in through Zoom.
Matthew, that's because, well, that agenda is on KPFTX.
Okay.
It's on KPFTX. Can you get in over there?
KPFTX. Okay.
Okay. KPFTX. And the agenda is online there where all the meetings are listed.
Oh, right there. Okay. I see it.
I have your email somewhere, but, I can send it to you, I think.
Okay. I have it now.
You have it? Okay, great.
Yes.
So then, all right. So that's who we have so far. And we'll add people as they come, as we go. They may get here a little bit later since it's only 7:16. So if you've looked at the agenda, we need to approve that agenda.
Madam Convener?
Yes, ma'am.
Sure. Couple of things. One, I'll take notes, but two, because it's on the stream, would you be kind to read the agenda?
Okay, thank you. Good idea. Okay, so this is the first meeting of this cycle of the KPFT Governance Committee. And so what we're going to do, I just want to give you some background. We're going to determine and establish our quorum of who the members are of this committee. So it is important that anybody on that's listening, if you could please identify yourselves so that we know you're a member of this committee. Otherwise, you know, I can't count you in. The agenda is as follows, okay? We call to order. We take the roll call, which we're doing now. Then we're going to do agenda approval. And this is opportunity for anybody to add anything they'd like to add to the agenda, if you have something you'd like to add in. And then some items that I added here was, we have to, because I am only the convener, we have to elect a secretary pro tem and a chair pro tem. So they will be temporary until our next meeting. And at the next meeting, we will, vote for our permanent chair and secretary. Okay, so then,
Mariam,
yes.
Viviana,
Yes, ma'am. Adriana.
I have a question because we should, I see more people popping in.
Okay.
Is there any way that we can make everybody to announce? Because I can see V. Patel, I can see caller user number one, I don't know. I can see a number that I believe that is Nancy Saibara, Naritomi,
Oh, that's
is there
Nancy.
a way? Yes, I think
There's
that's
going to be a
great.
roll call here in a minute.
Well, that's what didn't happen. That's what I'm
Because
saying.
we're trying to do that.
I'm
Oh,
sorry,
wow.
but this being the convener meeting, you don't have a roll call
Jesus.
because you don't have a membership will be given today with the people that arrived
Quit
today.
wasting time and let us get through this.
Please, Andrew.
Yes, sir. I'm sure that you are the chair now.
Please.
Thank you, Adriana. Okay. So,
This is Nancy.
yes,
I
Nancy.
thought, and I think the chair is Venetia Patel Adams until we have elections. And
I
know that
think
it's
that I think
off.
that this non-member is absolutely incorrect. And why are we going to listen to a non-member?
Well,
She's
that
not,
is a
she is
point.
not on the, she's not on the LSB. Can we
Okay.
please just establish who's here? That way we know who's on the committee, and let's just get this done. If people will quit poking sticks in the spokes.
Have you
Okay.
read the
Well,
bylaws? Have you read the bylaws as station members
Nancy,
and
can I
other
explain
affiliates?
something? This is the first meeting of the new cycle, Nancy. So I am the convener of this new cycle of meetings now.
Who
Oh,
said that
that will
you were
be
convener? Madam convener?
yes.
Let me
Yes,
just
Susan.
point out that the Pacifica National Board adopted a policy in 2024 that has been cleared with
Oh, I heard
the
the meeting.
county.
I heard the meeting, so I'm aware of it. But my question is,
Nancy, you're interrupting me. I was recognized by the chair.
go on, Susan.
Yeah, so only LSB members, maybe voting members of committees that deal with governance, finance, or personnel. So others may attend, but may not be voting members. So only LSB members are voting members of this committee. I believe only LSB members should count towards quorum.
Okay, well, that's a good point, Susan.
Or
Yes,
be
but I
heard.
mean, we have a
Or be
chair until we
heard.
have elections. The chair is Venetia. She was elected last year, and
Okay.
Marianne was
I'm
elected as
sorry.
secretary.
Can the host please mute her? This is the,
I'm
all
sorry,
she's doing is
Marianne, are
trying to
you the
delay
convener?
us. All she's doing
Marianne?
is trying to delay.
Marianne, are you the convener? Can you take please?
Oh yeah. Okay, so
Jesus.
that's correct, Nancy. What was said there? The rules have changed. Only
The bylaws have not changed. You cannot change a bylaw with a majority vote at the PMB. That's impossible. That would violate another bylaw. Madam convener.
All of this is out of order. You have a non-member disrupting the meeting. She should be excluded. She should be muted.
But that would be another bylaw
And
violation,
I'll
excuse me.
take the hit on that. Please, we're never going to get this done. We're never going to get to the next thing as long as we indulge the kindergartners.
Did you get the floor?
Wow, this is a set.
Okay,
Oh, but they
now
can mute
next,
Marianne.
after talking like this, or members, this is so sad.
Marianne?
yes, ma'am.
Adriana? Okay.
Adriana.
First of all, please call all the members to order because I believe that you are the convener and what other people talk on top of other people doesn't make any sense if you don't give them the floor. You gave the floor to Susan, but my person didn't have the floor. And I believe that the rule doesn't say that other people, if they are not LSB members, first of all, it's a violation of the bylaw, but doesn't even that rule that they pass, even the rule that they pass said that people can be members, maybe not voting members, but they can be members. Then you cannot tell to some of the people here that they cannot be members of this committee and they cannot talk. Please, Marianne, take charge of this meeting. Thank you.
Okay, so now the next item is the setup procedures. And I have an operational motion here that says Martinez moves that in considering motions, the maker of the motion shall have 90 seconds to state the motion and all motions shall be presented in writing. Discussion of the motion shall start with the maker's motion for 90 seconds. The discussion shall then alternate between pro and cons for 60 seconds, and each committee member shall be able to make two comments per discussion, followed by a vote and then ruling on the motion. Okay. So that's one operational motion. And then the other, suggestion I'm making is that, we might want to work on, I move that we review and discuss the Pacifica bylaws beginning with, Article 7, local station boards, which is sections 1 through 10. Then the next item on the agenda is discussion of the scope of the committee's work. And then after that, you know, set the next date and time for our following meeting. And then adjourn, hopefully maybe around 8:30 or 9. So, okay. So, let's see. So now we need to do the agenda approval. Is there any objections to that agenda or would, or additions?
Madam Convener,
Adriana.
Are we recognizing the other people that are here, like as part of membership? Or not?
No, ma'am.
Because I heard, what do you mean, no? The
no,
motion that the PMP passed said that they can be members. They will not probably vote, but they can be member of this committee. Susan, can you explain it to them, please?
Well, go ahead, Susan.
So sorry. Yes, they can be members, but they cannot vote.
Exactly. Then they are recognize that they are part of this meeting as members.
Yeah. I have their names.
Let's move on, please.
Okay.
Thank you, Tori.
The next item is
the motions. Would anybody like to discuss either of those motions or you have any additions or subtractions to those
Point
motions?
Of order.
Yes, Sean.
I'm sorry, but the minutes were not, I'm sorry, the agenda was not actually approved. You asked if there were any objections. None were heard, but so I take it that the agenda is approved?
I assume so. Thank you, Sean. So the agenda is approved. And I appreciate that.
And Madam Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
Madam Convener?
Yes.
I think one of the first things on the agenda is electing a chair pro tem and a secretary pro tem.
Sorry about that. Yes.
And I'd like to nominate Marianne to be the chair pro tem.
Second.
So I guess the question is there any objection? Hearing none.
You have hands up. Is anybody calling the people that have a hand up or not?
Okay. Yeah, Nancy. You can speak, Nancy.
You're muted, Nancy.
Excuse me. There's a motion on the floor. She can't. The motion is on the floor.
Please, Madam Chair, control the member that doesn't have the floor.
Orders of the day,
Nancy. Please,
orders of the day.
Please, Marianne, control the members.
Yes. I'd like to move that this meeting should be canceled because of lack of announcement on air and also the fact that there's 28,000 homes in the Houston area without electricity. I heard it on the 5 p.m. news on KTRH.
Orders of the day.
Okay. Well, I would have to say that, first of all, we're all here, so I don't think we can do that, you know.
And let me, the orders of the day as well, Madam Chair, I've made the motion to nominate you to be Chair Pro Tem, and I think that's, the agenda item we're addressing right now.
Okay, thank you. So I accept. And, are there any nominations for Secretary?
I'll offer to be secretary for this meeting unless somebody else wants to do it. Secretary Pro Tem. Okay.
I second that.
Thank you.
Are there any adjustments?
Nancy has her hand up.
Okay, Nancy.
Yeah, I'd like to nominate myself for secretary.
Okay. So I guess we'll,
is there a second?
Yes.
Is there a second for Nancy as a secretary?
Yes. Oh, you don't need a second for nominations and not in committees either. We don't.
Exactly.
We don't do seconds in committees. Just, we don't have to do it by Robert's rules of order.
Well, let me ask this. Who would like Nancy to be the secretary? Can I get the number of people that is there the number of people that would like Nancy to be secretary?
I think just take a vote. That's,
well, if we take a vote, we'll have to go through everyone. And
yes, you need to take a vote. It's the only way.
That may not be necessary. The individuals that want Nancy as a secretary, please raise your hand.
Madam Chair, I cannot even raise my hand. And some of the people here cannot raise their hand. You need to go to a vote, please. Do the right thing. You have the numbers. Come on.
Okay, let's go ahead and do the vote then. I'm going to call your name and then you tell me which person you prefer to have as secretary, and the two individuals are Nancy or Susan. Okay, and I'm going to start with, now I'm just going across the board here up, as I'm seeing your pictures, okay? And I'm going to go with Debbie Smith first. Debbie?
Susan.
Okay. And Susan, who do you pick?
Susan.
And my picture is next, and I would pick Susan. Nancy?
She's not a voting member.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, I vote for myself.
Next.
Okay. Tori.
Article 7 says I can vote. I mean, it's Susan. Members affiliated with the radio station shall be eligible for
Matthew?
A committee.
Nancy.
Matthew's not a voting member either.
Oh, that's okay. Right. That's right. Okay. Rob Lee?
Susan.
And Sean?
Susan.
And Adriana?
Nancy.
So it looks like Susan's the winner. So Susan will be the secretary. And
pro tem for this meeting.
Pro tem. That's right. So
if the secretary will call the vote.
I'm sorry?
If secretary will call the vote for the
sure, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There are 6 for Susan and 1 for Nancy. So Susan is elected.
Thank you, Susan.
Okay, so the next item is
let's see. So as far as our setting up procedures, does anyone have anything to say about that, or are you okay with that, or anything you want to add up?
Indiana?
Yes, ma'am.
The problem with that, normally, you know, the idea of committees is that the committees discuss the issues. It's not that important to
Okay, we're going to get to that.
We're just discussing the issues. I hope that we can openly discuss the issues without so many. That is my only concern with this.
Okay, so the next, we do have that on the agenda. That's the next item. A discussion of the scope of our committee's work. So, does anybody want to get started on that? Now, as you know, I feel the scope of our committee's work should be, starting at, the beginning and to review and discuss the Pacifica bylaws beginning with Article 7, local station boards. So, anybody have anything else to add to that? The committee, you know, the scope of the committee's work.
Adriana?
Okay, your turn, Adriana.
I think that the scope of governance committee is bigger than that. That's why it's open to the membership in the bylaws, because the idea is to see if it's something in governance that needs attention. I agree with you that could be working in bylaw amendment to propose bylaw amendments. I agree that that is one of the issues, that governance is not only the bylaws. Governance is the way that we act, is the way that we accept ideas, and is the way that we bring the community that are basically, I believe that most people believe that because they were elected, they are kind of, you know, dictators. We are representatives. The membership, we represent the members. Then I think that there's nothing wrong to listen to the members and see what they want us to do and discuss that. I think that the governance have a bigger, bigger role.
Okay. Now, I would like to add that the exact wording from the bylaws says that, and this is the exact wording, this is a quote, regularly review the foundation bylaws and policies for governance of board activities. So to review the foundation's bylaws and policies for governance of board activities. So that's the exact quote out of the bylaws. And
that one is the mention. I'm sorry. May I talk?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's why I said review governance, because sometimes the bylaws, we know we can review the bylaws, but we need to take care of other issues that have to do with governance too. That's why it's mentioned, and you should say, and we can go to and review our special standing rules from KPFT. That is a long document that was created, I don't know, more than probably, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago.
2019.
It was before that, because in 2013, 2014, and 2015, we have it already. Yes. No, it was prior to that. But like I said, there are a bunch of standing and special rules that we decide that the LSBs at that point in time decide through governance that will be a good way to govern this, the LSB board. The KPFT LSV. That's why it's important that we review those documents too, because have a standing.
Now, let me ask you a question. I'm just asking to see if somebody knows this. The standing rules, when do they expire? Are standing rules temporary?
They don't expire.
Or are they expected to be permanent?
They don't expire. From time to time, the board, through governance, go through that and decide that need to change or not some things, you know? But it's
the thing
not
is,
expiring at all. No. Standing and the special rule stand there unless that are being modified by the governors and the board.
Okay, so Susan wants to speak, but I would like to add one thing, though, Adriana. Let me ask you this. If you have a standing rule and then you have a whole new group of people coming in, they don't even know anything about that standing rule if it isn't documented somewhere. How can it be a standing rule? Or how can it even matter you know, at that point, I would think that it's null and void once there is turnover within the organization. Well, I would think.
If you're asking me, no, it's not that what happened. That's why it's the same thing with the bylaw. You can ask the board, and normally board elected board members don't even read the bylaws, and it's the law of the foundation. Then, I mean, ignorance of what it is doesn't mean that it's an excuse. I mean, or standing on special rules is a set of rules created since a long time ago that are changing over time. Every board have the right to change it because right. It's a way that we discover that some things that are not that clear or we don't, you know, it's never against the bylaw. Couldn't be anything against the bylaw, but uh-huh. The board review time after time can review those.
Okay, well, thank you for that clarification. Let's let Susan speak.
Well, actually, yeah, Tori's had his hand up for a long time. So
I'm sorry. I didn't see that. Yeah. Okay. So Tori and then Susan.
Yeah. I'm not going to get what I want here. I'm mostly just going to be a fly on the wall. But if I had my way, if I thought I could convince anybody to go along with it, I would completely rewrite the bylaws because I think they're terrible. I mean, from the floor up.
I'd second that.
And
I'd third it.
But, you know, otherwise, you know, let's just, you know, get through this.
Okay, Susan?
Yeah. I actually worked on the first policies and procedures. I can't remember when it was. It was like 2003. The most recent version is 2019. You're right, Marianne, that it is used, that people don't tend to know what they are. And I think it would be useful for the entire board to be sent a copy. I'll have trouble finding mine, but I know the most recent one was, most recent amendments were in 2019. So that is the current version.
Yes. And they're called policies and procedures, right?
Yes.
Yes. Adriana?
Okay. Go ahead, Adriana.
I think that at the beginning on every board, they ask the same question and year after year, as I send the entire board the standing and special rules. And like the bylaws, if people don't want to read it, that's okay. And Tori, I agree with something that you said. I believe that the bylaws need to be changed at some point in time. But the problem that is a process, and if the process is the right way, we can amend the bylaws. That's why our bylaw give you an option to modify the bylaws. But in the meantime that they are not modified, they are not amended, it's still valid and we need to comply with. We can try to change it. I agree with you.
Okay. Someone is not muted and I can hear you, Nancy. Some background noise here, if you don't mind. That's interesting. Now, one of the things that I would say is that whoever has a copy of those standing rules, I sure would like to see it, if you could forward it to me and see what is going on with that. Because, you know, maybe that's one thing that we could get started with is looking at those standing and procedural or the policies and procedures. And see what can be done with that, because that definitely seems to be some kind of an issue there that, you know, I mean, a rule is, I don't know if a rule is really valid if people are not aware of it. You know, it's like you're expecting people to obey a law and they don't even know that that law is there, you know? So, if someone has a copy of that, could you get it to me and I will share it with other members of the committee?
You have to
Debbie, did you have something? Debbie and then Adriana.
That's what I was going to say. I would like to have a copy of both of these because I don't have anything and I'm just listening to back and forth and I don't know what's right and what's wrong. So
exactly.
If I could get a copy of both of those, that would be A number one.
Now you say both of those.
Oh, well, policies and procedures and the bylaws. If I could get a cop, is there two copies or is that all in one?
No. The bylaws are on on Pacifica, but, I'll send you one of those. I'll send you those. Okay. I have those.
Okay.
But yeah. what I don't have is this policy and procedures.
Okay.
Yeah.
So get that, send that too, cause I'm the newbie on the LSB, you know, I'm going on year two, but I just don't have all of that. And I'd really like to be able to read it myself all the way through.
Yes. Adriana?
In the older times, what we, every year when the LSB start, we used to send to the entire new members, first of all, the bylaws, you need to do to go to KP, to the official website, and they are the bylaws. The bylaws are part of what you were supposed to run with. That is what allowed you to run. At the beginning of every year, the old members of the board were sending the new members the special and standing rules and a website where you can click and go to and see the bylaws of the foundation. But it's something that I heard you saying, some of you say so, and some of you say if you cannot violate a law that you don't know that exists or comply with. A judge a long time ago was a really small violation. And I said, well, what you sent me didn't include that rule. And he looked at me and he said, ignorance of the law is not an excuse. The law is the law you need to follow. If you don't know the law, it's up to you. If you want to serve, it's up to you to be sure that you know the rules and regulation that you are supposed to be working with. Thank you.
That's a very good point. And I know that quote, I'm familiar with that. I've heard that myself, but the only thing is, Adriana, that, in this case, these, policies and procedures are so, and I hate to use the word esoteric, but I mean, it's like they're out there somewhere, but nobody knows how to access. So it's like, you know, it just doesn't seem fair that people, are asked to abide by them when we don't even know, we didn't even know they existed. You know what I mean? That's just my two cents. And next, we have Nancy. You have your hand up? Nancy? Your hand's up, Nancy. Okay, maybe she just left it up from before. So then. I think we had a pretty good discussion. Rob Lee, I see your hand up, Rob. Rob Lee?
Yes, sorry, I was trying to unmute. We've just done 45 minutes. We were a little bit late, so I'll say 35 minutes. The bylaws are available if you just Google Pacifica Foundation bylaws. They're 19 pages, but I go back to the sanity of this group and say, I'm not quite sure what we're trying to accomplish here, but if I came to this meeting from Mars and I was trying to understand this, let's get what we need done. If there's some debate on some procedures and so forth, could we take care of them prior to the meeting? And you know, let's just get this meeting finished. It's very difficult and frustrating to sit through here. That's all I have to say, but I think there's a lot of people that are thinking the same way. Can we just get through this meeting? And if we need to have some sort of meeting and discuss the bylaws, by all means, let's do it, but let's make it a separate meeting and let everybody read these prior to the meeting. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Rob. I would like to add something there, to your comment. Right now, this is just a meeting where we're getting established and getting started. And so, I apologize for any kind of confusion and, miscommunications here. I don't want anybody to feel frustrated here, but, we're just trying to establish the meeting first and the rules and everything. Just trying to get started. But we have to get the committee started first. So the main thing we have to do is, you know, get a momentum going here. So we're trying to get people to who's going to run the committee and then, you know, the chair, secretary. And then next thing we got to do is determine. That's another thing we need to discuss is our frequency of the meeting. But well, before we get there,
need elections.
Oh, we had kind of had that already. Susan
We need an election for the regular chair and secretary.
Right. Chair, we're going to do that at the next meeting.
Can we go through the hands up and you give the floor to the people that raise their hands?
I'm on my phone and I don't have any more ability to raise my hand than does Nancy.
I apologize. I thought that was Otis talking. Okay. So, I do have two people with hands up and one is Nancy and the other is Adriana. So let's go, Adriana, you first.
Okay. Yes, what the member said is true, but according to our rules, we don't go to the final election. What we always did, and it's part of the standing and the special rules, we elect a pro tem chair and a pro tem secretary, and during two or three meetings, we work with the pro tems, and then later on, because then we see the style and we see if we agree, then we propose a permanent voting for permanent chair. And they said at least at the third meeting that we always use that. I think that Susan, you, Marianne, and some of the people that are here since long, they know that that's the way that we always did it. But we can keep going with pro tem during two or three meetings. That is not a problem at all.
Yet I move for an election. I move that we have an election for chair and secretary.
When did you want to do that, Sean?
I'd like to have nominations today, as every other committee that I've ever served on this LSB, and have an election, have the vote, and have the vote next meeting. Have the vote tallied, and then by the third meeting, we have a chair and a secretary. That's the way every other committee I've been on thus far has done this. I think it's the right way to go, and I move that we have nominations for chair and secretary this evening.
Well, let me ask Susan. You have your hand up, Susan.
Yeah, I've had my hand up about more than one thing. I personally have no objection to our doing that, making nominations at this meeting, vote the next chair, secretary, assume their roles at the next one. I wanted to also make a recommendation about the frequency of meetings, but that should be after we deal with the question of, are we moving forward on nominations for chair and secretary right now?
Okay.
Can anybody hear me?
Okay, Nancy?
Yeah, I thought I was after Adriana. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. At the beginning, I had my phone muted. And I was trying to unmute, and it was my fault. On the National Governance Committee and on the National Elections Committee, we had two candidates for chair, and so we did a pro tem person, and then we had one meeting with one candidate chairing. It was Bob Litter. And then we had another meeting with another person chairing who was a candidate. It was Bill Crozier. And then we took a vote. Then we voted. And then in the a governance committee, National Governance Committee, we did that too. So there are many ways I know some people are in a hurry to get things done, but that gives the whole group a taste of what, experience, what that person would be chairing. That is a really good way. And it's not in Robert's Rules of Order. It's not any rules against it either. And I'd like to say that the bylaws are not downloadable, and not that I know of. So I have a hard copy with lots of notes and highlights, and that really helped me. Maybe you people on the national board might ask Otis to make it printable again, at least, you know, for a chance to people to get a hard copy if they want. Having a hard copy is really nice. I don't mind copying mine, and it's not 19 pages. It's 45 pages of the January. My version is January 2016.
Okay.
I don't mind copying it, but maybe y'all can get but it's just, I've got so many notes on it, but it would be nice to have a clean one that you have. We should have given that to every new elected member and the standing rules. That's what I got in 2009, December. I got a set of both.
Okay. Thank you, Nancy. Now, I thought I had sent that out in an email, but maybe not. But anyway, the thing about those Pacifica bylaws is I thought I sent a link to people. And I click on that link. What it does is it opens up the page, and all of the pages are there. So you just scroll down, and everything is there, all of the Pacifica bylaws. So, but anyway, that is one way that you can download it on your phone and look at it on your phone. But as Nancy said, you can print it out if you want to do it that way. I try not to because, it gets kind of expensive, on my computer. I get charged for every page that I print, but anyway, then the other thing that McPherson had brought up was about electing a permanent chair and secretary. Now, and then of course Nancy gave her opinion on that. So that's another thing that we'll have to consider tonight. But before I go on, Adriana, I see that your hand is up. Adriana.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry, Marianne. I muted them. Take me a minute to unmute. But I have two questions. First of all, if the committee wants to, start with nomination for permanent, we can pass a motion like that. But I have another question. Today is a very special day. We know the situation in Houston. I have friends of mine that are working, really helping other people. And I believe that we should give the option to, it's a bunch of people in this board too, that maybe didn't have the option to come to this meeting. I hope that we can, I don't know if anybody agree with that, but we can excuse the people that really give the people a second opportunity in the next meeting to be in the meeting if they want to be in the convening meeting, if they want to be a member. Because like I said, the circumstances are really special. We know some of us are lucky enough to have power and no problems at all, but we have problems. Other people have really big problems. I hope that we can do that and excuse, because the rules were always that the members from the previous committee, the previous year members, could ask for an excuse absence or can come to the first meeting again. And we have a bunch of new people in our board. Maybe they didn't even have a clue because we didn't receive email. Maybe some of those people want to be in the governance committee. Can we do something like that and be sure that when we put a meeting, we send an email to people and then the board know that there's a meeting coming, because if not, some people don't go there and check their email frequently, but even if they check it, they didn't know about this. Some of you don't even know where to look for the bylaws in the same place where you can look for where the meetings are. And then if you cannot find the bylaws, maybe a lot of people cannot find the website where the meetings are, posted. Can we do something like that and open to some people in this board, the new people at least, they can try to come and be part of this committee? I don't know if any of you agree, but that is my My motion will be allowing people that have an extenuating in circumstances not to be in this meeting to be able to be members in the next meeting. That is my motion.
There's a motion on the floor?
Motion order, yes.
Okay, so I would like to refuse that motion. I'll tell you why. Because first of all, nobody lost their power in Houston. Yeah, we had a lot of snow, but there was not a power outage. And then the other thing is the fact that people knew that there was going, all the people on the board knew. I did send out an email. Mm-hmm. And people that came wanted to come, and people that didn't want to come didn't want to show up. Or, you know, I mean, they weren't interested, or they couldn't, or whatever. So I don't really feel that's necessary to do all of that.
Exactly. I agree.
Okay.
Because so, like, every motion is on the
orders of the day.
Decide whatever they want.
Orders of the day. There's a motion on the floor to take nominations.
I second that.
Is there any objection?
You need somebody call the members to order and ask for the floor before talking?
No, because I can't raise my hand, as half the members of the committee can't.
But you can ask for the floor, sir. You can ask for the floor.
Orders of the day. I do not need to do anything to call for orders of the day.
Okay, so we're going to take a vote. We're going to take a vote. Floor. And we're going to vote on... well, we've already got myself and Susan, right? But does anybody else, Go ahead, Susan.
Yeah, I would like to, I don't think there was an objection to our going ahead with nominations for permanent. I would like to nominate Mary Ann to be the permanent chair, for the, governance committee.
I've had my hand raised. Does anybody see it?
Second.
Yes, I can see your hand, Nancy.
I'll nominate Deb Smith for secretary.
Second.
I'll accept.
You'll accept?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And I will accept as well. Are there any objections to myself and Deb?
It's not objections.
That's not something nobody to object to. They can either vote for you or not.
Right. Exactly.
Are there any other nominations the chair might ask?
Okay. Are there any other nominations?
Yes, I nominate Venetia Patel Adams.
Well, because of the new rules, I don't think Venetia Patel can be
an chair officer, without a vote.
Or she can't even be an actual voting member.
Well, according to that violation of the bylaws, she cannot be a member, but does not stop her from being a member of the committee. She can be chair.
No.
And I'd like to add one more thing. I said, I don't know if I was muted or what, but I said the KTRH has a news at every half hour.
Oh, Jesus.
And at 5 p.m., they said.
There's a vote.
Orders of the day.
Did you ask for the floor, Sean?
Orders of the day.
Why don't I go ahead and take the? Why don't I go ahead and take?
I want to vote on this. I want to vote.
Orders of the day.
I move. We had a vote to cancel this meeting and have it. Well, I mean, it's an informal meeting, but not to count it as a real meeting because, for one thing.
Orders of the day.
I call the member out of order, Madam Chair, for not speaking when she's been recognized by the chair.
I've been recognized by the chair.
We're not addressing the item that we're discussing right now. You're bringing up a new motion. There is a motion that is under consideration right now.
I I just wanted to correct the information. There's 28,000 homes without power.
Here we
power.
Go again. She
by
just,
Center Point
she will simply not.
On KTRH, if
she
you
will
listen
simply
to the
not.
Archives.
And so, Madam Chair, I would be happy to take the roll.
This is not good.
Please take the roll.
I would be happy to take
the roll. Yeah, let's call for a vote.
The election of
okay.
the chair.
Okay.
So I'll do it according to the roll that you called before, okay? So
okay.
I'm going to ask each person.
I'm sorry. I have my hand up. Marianne or Susan, I have my hand up.
Okay, Adriana.
I want to know how is the motion, because what I propose, mm-hmm. the motion that I propose is we can accept nomination. We need to make dates. We need to say since when to when, what are the nominations, and what are we voting for? Because
I'm raising my hand.
You know that we can select, for example, secretaries. You already accepted Isabel that is not a member and secretary of the LSV. It means that people that are not members of the LSV can be secretaries of any committee.
Madam Chair, my hand is up.
What I'm asking is, are we open nomination from chair and secretary till when? When are we asking for the vote? And the vote need to be sent.
Madam Chair.
To Terry Goodman, like we always do, because all the votes need to be secret votes.
May I be heard?
Okay, Sean McPherson.
My motion, and I heard it seconded, was that we have nominations, that we have an election next week. That is the motion that is on the table. There's a motion for nominations and a timetable to get things done. And there's a vote pending. The secretary is ready to call the roll.
So we're being
interrupted by people who don't want to get this done.
The problem is we don't have a meeting next week.
Yeah, no, so we haven't decided what our next meeting is. So a clarification, as I am the note taker, is we're making nominations tonight. We will hold the election at our next meeting. A question is, when do we meet next? And I suggest
that's a
we
different
meet,
question, though.
Understood. But it is like we don't. Okay. So then the question we're dealing with right now are, what are the nominations that will be voted on at our next meeting? Is that correct?
Yes.
And so the nominations right now are Marianne for chair and Venetia Patel Adams, and for secretary is Deb Smith. Is that right?
Can I nominate P.K. McCary?
She's not here, is she? P.K. McCary for secretary?
Yes,
or for
you can nominate.
PK. How are you
PK
gonna...
for chair or for secretary?
I nominate her for secretary.
Okay, got it.
Okay, no, I don't think that's going to work, because didn't we already say that you had to be a member of the committee in order to be...
We have our members.
The secretary of the chair. And
the first runner
because of the
is
new
PK.
Rules.
Is
because
PK.
Of the new rules. Because of the new rules, you have to be a member of the LSV.
She know to be the secretary. Why you select Teresa then? What are you talking about?
That's a different committee. That's not the governance committee.
It's the same thing. PK. PK is already the next runner up.
Orders of the day.
Quit. She already resigned. The first runner-up is P.K. McCary.
Just go ahead and take the nomination. I mean, let's just get through this.
All right.
If she can't serve, then she can't.
So P.K. So the nominees for chair are Marianne and Venetia Patel Adams, and the nominations for secretary are Deb Smith and P.K. McCary. Is that correct?
Yes.
Right, and so then I'd like to make a motion that our next meeting will be a month from now. Today is a Tuesday, and that it be Tuesday, 1 month. Maybe somebody's better at
it's the third. The third Tuesday of the month?
Yeah.
That third?
February 18th? The third Tuesday, you say?
Yes.
The 11th.
The 18th?
11th of February would be
February.
I apologize. 18th. The third Tuesday is the 18th.
It's exactly what
Tuesday
I'm saying.
Is the 18th.
The 18th, yeah.
Yes. And at 7 o'clock by Zoom?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm writing that down in the notes. I assume there's no objection.
I'm sorry. I want to add PK as chair too. Nominated as chair.
So you've got three people nominated for chair. You've got Marianne, Venetia, and PK.
Yes. I'm V, Debbie, V, and PK for secretary too.
Right.
V, Patricio.
The only issue I have with that, Adriana, is that PK's not here.
Right.
And I don't know if it's appropriate to you know.
Doesn't matter. The rules doesn't say that you need to be at the meeting to accept it. She can quit.
It's not that she's not at the meeting. It's that you are speaking for her and she may not even want to be chair or secretary. She's not even here at the meeting.
If I could, and I think I'm agreeing with Marianne, the policies and procedures are that you have to be at the initial meeting in order to be a member of the committee. If PK will be on the LSB, she can be a voting member. However, she is not currently a member because she is not at this convening meeting. And if she's not at the convening meeting, she has got to come to three meetings in a row in order to establish membership. That's our standing rule.
No, Susan, the rules are, if a person is not a member yet, but by the next meeting will be her first meeting, then that person, according to the rules, is automatically, don't shake your head, because it's the way that it is.
No, this is the first meeting.
You're just wrong, Adrian. I'm shaking my head because you're wrong.
No. You have the total majority. What are you afraid of?
I'm not afraid, and I'm just
nobody's
as happy
afraid. We're trying to be wasting
vote
our time.
Against PK. I'm just saying she is not at this meeting, and therefore she does not qualify as a member of the meeting. Venetia Patel Adams is a member of the meeting, but
she hasn't spoken.
Not. She's not here.
Now I have a problem. One moment. I have a problem with V. Patel because even though we say that she's here and we see somebody there on a block that says V, I have not heard her voice.
That's really hilarious.
Don't know.
I actually did speak earlier. It's definitely me. I'm
okay.
Here.
Okay. All right then. Good enough.
So
I'm sorry. And the second question, I have a question for you, Susan.
Yes.
Okay. We know that we cannot vote. The vote need to be by ballot, secret ballots. We need to put the time and we need obviously to send it to whoever we always send, you know, the tellers. And obviously the member of these committees, this committee are the one that can vote, but we need to use secret vote. You cannot say that in the next meeting we will vote. No, we cannot do that.
So then I would like to suggest that this committee authorize contacting Terry Goodman about being the teller, Terry and Sarah. I believe that at our next meeting we would need to adopt a motion, a specific motion, but that the people who would be included on the ballot are those who were nominated today, and that's Marianne and Venetia Patel Adams for chair, Deb Smith, and PK is not here, frankly, and she is not a member of the committee because she's not at the convening meeting, and she will have to come to the committee three times in a row to establish membership in the committee.
So she's not a nominee.
She's a nominee.
So she cannot be a nominee.
Because I nominated her. He should be a nominee.
She's not a nominee.
He's not a member of the committee, Adriana. You are not Doug.
Let's just take the vote.
I have a suggestion here. I have a compromise. Adriana, would you like to put your name in the hat for secretary?
No.
Okay, so it's just Deb.
She was supposed to do something. That would require something of her more than disruptive.
If I may ask for everybody to order, please.
Sir.
Madam Chair, can you call everybody to order?
Can everybody
call the member to order? He doesn't order, have the please. Right. Okay. Insult, sir. You don't have that right.
Deb Smith has got her hand up.
Deb Smith is the speaker now.
Okay, if Vanessa is on here, does she want to run for be a nominee for the chair and a nominee for the secretary? We've not heard her say yes.
Oh, well, she's got her hand up. V. Patel, would you like to speak?
Yes, please. Thank you, Chair. Yes, I do accept for both, and I do want to point out that I know a lot about the bylaws and I know about Robert's rules, and Adriana is actually correct. If someone becomes a member of the board, then after that, any first meeting of a committee is the one that they are required to go to get that automatic first meeting membership. And I implore y'all to, if you cannot find the proper bylaws and documentation, and take this away from this opportunity from PK, at least give it to the LSB to find the proper bylaws if y'all are not willing to do that. I don't think it's right for y'all to just railroad her because she's not here and not allow her to be nominated as chair, because actually she should be allowed, once she becomes a board member, to go to the first committee meeting after she becomes a board member in order to get membership.
No. Yeah, this is the first convening meeting of the committee.
I understand what you're saying.
This is the one you have to come to. No.
But she is not.
She would have to make three
consecutive. Y'all are saying that you cannot be a voting member unless you are on the board, correct?
That's a new rule.
So for those kinds of committees where someone has to be on the board, I used to be the chair of the MSRC for 2 years, so I know this.
And you're nominated for chair of this committee,
Basically, Adriana is correct, and I hope that someone else who has more sense on the board brings up that what y'all are doing here, not allowing Mama PK to be nominated, is actually illegal. But whatever, y'all do you. Yes, I accept.
We're trying.
Okay. So far we've got, V. Patel is putting her name in for secretary and chair. Debbie Smith is putting her name in for secretary. And then I, am putting my name in for chair. And was there anyone else, Susan, that you remember?
No, I will seek the appropriate language from Terry Goodman. I'll have it forward for us to be able to approve at the next meeting, which will be February 18th, 7 p.m. Let me also suggest that there can be write-ins. It's a secret ballot, and so we can deal with that at that time.
Okay. Thank you, Sam.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Adriana.
I think that I see, I don't know why, but didn't mention again that I nominate PK at both, chair and secretary. And I see a new number there. Can you call and see what the person is? 9214. I see a number there that wasn't there before.
Okay. Can, 9214, can you identify yourself, please?
If they want to.
Well, yeah, if they want to. If they want to
But they haven't.
They're muted.
Well, 9214. No, I don't have that one.
Yeah, I have it, but they're muted.
Okay, so.
Oh, they're unmuted.
9214, can you? PK. Okay, PK. Hello, PK.
Hello, who is this?
This is Marianne.
Do you know who you called?
Oh, my God.
No, I meant the person talking.
Okay. Please. So, PK, we're taking nominations for, this is the governance committee, we're taking nominations for officers. And are you interested in being the chair or secretary of the governance committee?
She was nominated. She need to say yes.
Are you willing to accept the nomination for one of those or both of those?
For secretary?
Both.
Yeah, I'll go for secretary.
And not for chair?
And chair?
Well, you want me to be both?
Yes.
No, you can be one or the other.
Doesn't mean that you win. I mean, you are nominated. That's it. We'll see.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, well, what did you want to do, PK?
Accept the nominations.
For which positions?
Chair and secretary.
Okay, now the next meeting is on March the 18th, 7 o'clock.
February the 18th.
Or February 18th, I'm sorry.
At 7 o'clock. And I would like to make a motion to adjourn.
Is there a second?
I second.
All right, the meeting's adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye. Stay safe.
You too.